Welcome to the Location Independence Club podcast, where we share the best ways to market and grow your online business. We kick traditional 9-to-5 jobs to the curb and embrace financial and lifestyle freedom. I'm Geneva, your host, and my aim is to inspire you on your journey to location independence. I was 28 years old when I decided to go back to school. It was a really tough decision for me to make because being a 30-year-old college student with new student loan debt didn't sound appealing to me. But I didn't see any other way out of my situation. You see, I desperately wanted to make a career change because I was sick of living paycheck to paycheck and making less than $40,000 a year with no hope for advancement. Plus, I was living in one of the top 10 most expensive cities in the U.S., according to Investopedia. Still am. I mean, I'm in Miami. It's a very expensive city. I didn't have any kids, and I wasn't married, but I was working side by side with retirees and was just watching my life pass by. In a couple years, I was going to be 30, and all I did was work. I had no life. I mean, literally, I had no life. I would wake up late morning, eat something, shower, get dressed, get ready for work, go to work from, say, noon to 9 p.m., come home, eat something, watch a little TV, shower, go to bed, and then wake up and do it all over again. That was my life. And on occasion, I would work one of my 2 days off for a little extra overtime money because I was broke. I mean, I had to. I couldn't afford to go anywhere or do anything, and I couldn't see myself living this life for another day, let alone until retirement. Sometimes life can feel like we're running on a hamster wheel, and we can't get off. I mean, we want to get off, but we can't. Maybe we're too afraid to get off, or maybe we just don't know how. Today, on the Location Independence Club, we're going to uncork a bit of vintage insight from a veteran with more than 2 decades in this location independence lifestyle. We're calling this episode, Hurry is My Enemy. All the way from Rio de Janeiro, Andrew Jernigan.
Hurry is my enemy. I got the bug for this sort of lifestyle when I was serving with a nonprofit in the Netherlands. And from that point on, I determined I wanted to live outside my home country. I wanted to marry someone from a different culture, and I wanted to raise my kids around the world. I realized just a couple of weeks ago that was 20 years ago. If we're not careful, we press the fast forward button without even realizing it, and we race through, and hurry becomes part of our being. I mentioned earlier that I got pulled into this kind of lifestyle as I was journaling when I was working for a charitable organization in Amsterdam back in 1995 and then in 96. Years later, I married a Brazilian and who wanted to be a doctor in Africa. When the time was right, we did just that. We moved to Ghana, West Africa. And in the midst of that, did a season in Liverpool in the UK, where she did additional postgraduate studies, and I worked remotely from both places, in Ghana and the UK. We've raised kids along the way in this location-independent lifestyle. Schooling has varied along the way. We have done the world school unschool approach. We've used local schools, private schools, public school, online, teacher traveling with us, international school, and most recently boarding school for our oldest. It's been times where we've stopped this global living and taken jobs that have been rather traditional, then we picked it up again. Sometimes it's my wife that's taken us internationally, sometimes it's myself. And our choices for stability have led us to do a slower version of this, to where we establish home bases in each place. Probably average 2 to 3 years in each location. where if you see and follow some of the digital nomads online, you'll see people that work a month in one location and post their next trip in another and 2 weeks here. And, you know, they're on the at the side of the pool here and on the mountainside at somewhere else. And those are great, but, you know, working remotely, you actually sometimes put in a lot more hours per day than you would if you were driving to your office, except for commute time adds to that and wasted time standing around in a break room, running out for lunch somewhere and coming back. Those are some of the negative aspects of actually working remotely, is that you don't have that social life necessarily. You don't have the water cooler talk, and you don't go out to lunch with friends necessarily. Today, I had the privilege of meeting up with a Swedish business person that is here in where I am currently in Rio de Janeiro. I learned all about his business. We shared ideas. And going from location to location, you've got to search out those people, building the community around you. And we noted as we talked over coffee, and I enjoyed a fresh juice and some homemade bread, you know, the joys of living in different cities around the world is experiencing their foods. But as we enjoyed this hot bread that they brought out, we talked about how that in this city of Rio de Janeiro, people will arrive quite late to a meeting, where from a Western culture, I often have thought if I'm not 15 minutes early, I'm actually late. So slowing down and making relationships key, stopping for the one person in front of me. I picked up a book initially in the Sandton Mall in Johannesburg, South Africa, called Soul Keeping. And one of the principles that it taught me was to do all that I can to radically eliminate hurry from my life. That's where I paraphrased it into that short sentence of hurry is my enemy. Still, I get places early, but I try not to rush to do so, but rather plan it. Living spontaneously and allowing others to have the freedom to be late and not getting perturbed by it. You know, it requires actually those around me to tell me to slow down at times. A few months before I had picked up that book, I had open heart surgery after a heart attack. Luckily, it happened between trips to and from Mozambique and not while I was there. I was in Northern California at the time. You can't be afraid to reinvent yourself. That came to me, really, as I was lying in intensive care or had just come out of intensive care after open-heart surgery, that I could die. They told me 25% of people die within the next year after having a heart attack, and many have depression. And I thought, that's not going to be me. A doctor came into my hospital room saying, oh, forget the cardiac diet, you're going to have diabetes. So just go ahead and start with the diabetic diet. Eliminate sugar. Being a chocolate lover, that's not something I wanted to hear. I didn't take that as fact, and now I'm just as healthy as somebody in their mid-20s, doctors have said. So I was lying there and in recovery for several weeks where I couldn't even pick up a laptop. It was too heavy. The muscles and nerves in the chest had been cut in two, and to move your arms, you used chest muscles. And it gave so much time just to give thought into the future. It's in those times that you get to decide what matters. I decided right after that I cared too much for people's health and well-being to do anything but become a risk management professional. I didn't care about insurance, but I cared about people, and that's one of the primary tools. So that's what, years later now, has led me to be one of the founders of what's becoming a leading authority in international insurance, providing protection and peace of mind for the remote worker, the location-independent workforce. So now, 7 years after this heart attack, I feel I've come quite full circle to be able to begin again. We have to be willing to reinvent ourselves, not be afraid of what we've declared previously, but declare boldly what we want to do. Do the study and the preparation, get the credentials, take the courses, put in the time. It may take years to become a subject matter expert. Probably will, because an expert doesn't happen overnight. So realize that you can go slow and set reasonable expectations for yourself. Be bold and study. Find good books. Part of my daily reading is actually at the start of the day, early, to calm my brain, to get away from emails, to get away from the to-do list, so that I start in a place of peace. When you start a career path and decide, I'm going to be X, be willing. Even after you've told people, even after you've created a website, to stop and say, you know, no, it's not my passion. I'm not good at it. I don't enjoy it. I'm going to start over. You may be 20, and in 5 years, at 25, what difference does it make if you start a whole new direction? And 5 years later, if you start a whole new direction again? If you're 60, you have 20 more years, at least, that you can be building a career. No matter where we are in this lifestyle, it's in these times that we're able to say, I can live the life that I want to live, dream the dreams, and see them become reality without a fear of what people are going to say or what people are going to think because you went off in a different direction than you had just announced. Make personal growth one of your pursuits. You're going to discover things about yourself you never knew. I think back as I look at times in Ghana where we would go weeks without electricity, where we didn't have running water for quite some time and baths were from a bucket, where our car was wrecked and we were kind of trapped in the village where we lived until a friend loaned us their vehicle. Or where I think about being held up at gunpoint and how did I react? Every scenario that you face, we're presented with growth, stagnation, or regression. So learning, growing, and slowing yourself down are essential aspects to living the location-independent lifestyle.
Thank you, Andrew, for sharing your story with the LI Club. Andrew Jernigan is one of the founders of Insured Nomads, a remote insurance company serving those who live a global lifestyle. Insured Nomads offers travel medical insurance, international health insurance plans, international disability insurance, and international term life insurance. Check them out at insurednomads.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, please do me a favor and share it with a friend. I'll catch you all next week, and until then, be well.